All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
There it is. There's the music. Roberto enters the shower, too. All right, let's party. God, this music sucks.
So we're going to jump around to the two games, or the 2 days of games. Let's start first with, I think, what is the biggest spread of the game. I think, you know, this game's not going to be fun. Number 15, Princeton versus number 6, Creighton. That would be Friday at 9 o'clock. Creighton is the favorite, 9.5 points.
Rico, go ahead. Take the lead here. I want to see if we're thinking alike.
No. Go ahead, Mike. You go first.
For me, I just look at it and I go, all right. The spread is indicative of, like, are they suggesting a blowout here? Princeton destroyed Missouri, and Princeton beat Arizona. They should be able to play with anybody. But maybe Creighton's finally got it figured out. You know what Creighton's got that a lot of teams don't? Size. Kalkbrenner, their center. They got the other kid whose name escapes me. They got bigs. They're well coached. David, I'm rooting for a good game, but I'm kind of like you. I wonder if Creighton, this is where Cinderella, time to go home. Put her in the Uber. See you later.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to get a repeat of St. Peter's from last year. It's a 15 seed, and I think a lot of people – it's an Ivy League school, and people don't believe that an Ivy League school can actually go far and win this tournament. It was cute in the first weekend, but this is where the cuteness ends.
Yeah, and Rico's right. They've never done it. Ivy League team has never hit the Elite Eight.
So let's touch on these two games together because they're the number one seeds, and I want to know from them who has the greater chance at getting upset. First, Bama versus San Diego State on Friday. Bama, 7.5-point favorite. Then Houston against number 5, Miami, also a 7.5-point favorite from Houston. Who has a greater chance, though, at being upset?
I would say Houston, still depending on the health of Sasser. Both, you know, have guys that have some injuries in them, but I look at Houston, and they're winning, but, man, I don't feel comfortable watching them. It's almost like they're teetering, and you see that bad game just about to happen to them again. Alabama, I think it'll be outside things that stop Bama, not on the court issues.
I'm going to go Bama. SDSU's nothing to play with. They guard you. They get 25 a night from their bench. They go 10 deep. Rico's right. The outside noise could eventually play a role. Nick Saban calling out Nate Oates this week. You got Brandon Miller showing up to arenas with security. It's a mess. I don't think either lose, but if one was going to, yeah, what the hell? I'll say Bama.
Then let's close out the Friday slate here. Xavier and Texas. My thing with Texas here is they've been shooting lights out from three the first weekend of the tournament. They're a 4-point favorite, though, in this game.
That's what scares me.
Yeah.
Why? I mean, Rico is officially Texas branded. That's his team. I'll say Texas. I don't understand how it's only 4.5. Xavier fell down the stretch without Fremantle, their power forward. They've had a soft open, should have and could have lost the opener, yet they show up against Texas, top 20 on O&D, only dogs by 4. Kind of feels like a setup, doesn't it, Rico?
No, not really, Mike, because other than, you know, Princeton, you're not going to see big spreads when it comes to these games because these are the better games with the better teams for the most part. And it is the tournament. It's when the weird things happen. But, no, I think Texas at 4.5. The sad note is because of you, when I see 5.5, that's when I worry. 4.5, I'm okay with Texas.
Ah, the comfort zone. All right.
Yeah.
So then set it in stone, fellas. Rico, I know how you feel about Bama. Who comes out of the South region from each of you? Princeton, Creighton, or Bama, San Diego State?
Bama. No, it's Bama.
Your question about Bama, Rico.
What are you saying, David? I'm going to go San Diego State for personal reasons.
Oh, because you don't want State to play him in the Final Four. I see what he
did. Oh, no, I just put money on San Diego State.
Oh, all right. Well, there we go.
Ka-ching.
7.5.
And then is it Houston for both of you that's coming out of the Midwest?
I'm not allowed to speak on Houston because I like them. So I'll let Rico take over. I don't hate him the way he does.
No, I don't hate Houston. But, David, yes, you know what? It will be a team – from the great state of Texas that goes to the Final Four.
I get it, yep.
But Houston will not be hosting. It's going to be from the city of Austin, the Texas Longhorns.
Everybody can just keep hating. I'm not telling you I love Kelvin Sampson, but I do love Sasser and Jarace Walker, Jamal Shedd. Dude, they're tough. They guard. I don't know, man. Everyone hates them, I know. But I'll stick with Houston.
Now, I'm just saying, if Texas and Houston play in the Elite Eight, the Texas crowd will follow them. Houston may get five people to show up.
That's fine. Houston versus everybody.
Houston versus everybody.
Print the sweatshirts. Go ahead, David.
So let's touch on the Thursday action outside of Michigan State, of course. Let's hit on the game, the other game in the East region, FAU versus Tennessee. I don't like Tennessee myself, but I can't pick FAU to win the game. So your thoughts on the game, fellas?
My thoughts are I like the 5.5 points. I don't know.
David, you nailed it. It's, do you really want to? Logic says you take Tennessee, but history says you don't take Tennessee. This is one where you almost just root for a tie, but I think that Tennessee can and will beat them. But Mike, sitting at that 5.5 number, maybe you take Florida Atlantic in the points.
It's also Rick Barnes' first trip to the Sweet 16 in 15 years. I just
can't trust him.
I can't trust him. They don't have a point guard with Ziegler hurt. I FAU is nothing to play with, man. Experience, deep. Their lead guard is 6'4". He gets wherever he wants on the floor. Yeah, I mean, hey, personal reasons. Give me FAU.
And so then let's touch on this game, Mike. I know you love yourself some UConn. Arkansas versus UConn.
Yeah.
UConn is a 4-point favorite in the West region.
I'm rooting for UConn because I like them. I like Hawkins and Sanogo, and I like the way they play. The other big kid was a Cavender. Look, man, I just think Arkansas, the light bulb may have come on here. And I can't touch this game with a 10-foot pole. This is one I just want to watch and enjoy.
Rico?
You know what? I think that Arkansas magic is going to keep happening. Wu-Pig, Sui, Musselman, take that shirt off again all the way to the Elite Eight.
And then my favorite game, because I'm in love with Gonzaga. I just can't get past them in my head, man. Gonzaga, UCLA, who had a great game. Not last year. It was a couple years ago. UCLA is the 1-point favorite in this game.
Styles make fights. This is why this is fun. UCLA and Mick Cronin, they want to walk it up. They want it to be a damn street fight. Gonzaga wants to get out and go. UCLA wants to race to 60. Gonzaga wants to race to 80. So I'm going to be very interested. I just think UCLA, yes, they are shorthanded. But, man, they've got experience. I think Gonzaga's been fraudulent all year. I'm not going to back off of that now. I know Rico's going to differ. I like UCLA, though.
Actually, Mike, this ranks right up there with that Tennessee-Florida Atlantic game. I don't really believe in either team, but I will lean UCLA because Tiger Campbell can pace the game. The ball's going to be in his hands for half the game. He can slow this thing down. He's the better of the two-point guard, so I will go UCLA.
Tiger Campbell back for his 11th year.
Hating on my Gonzaga team. So I'm not going to ask you who's coming out of the East region because I think your heart will be in that one. But who comes out of the West? Mike, you're going UConn, I'm sure.
And again, it's partially what I had before the tournament with UConn plus 2,200. But, David, they've got the inside-out combo. And if you haven't watched Sanogo play.
And he's hot right now.
He's killing it. Yeah. He's just crushing. If they can clear Arkansas. That's Arkansas has wingspan and size and tenacity. Enrico's
and
right.
That's why I'm about to take Arkansas to win. They're going to be the 8th seed in there. And David, I'll say this about the East. Winner of the Kansas State, Michigan State game, that's your winner of the East.
I agree. Kansas State all the way. You're right. That
you know what? You are a godless piece of garbage. You know that?
That is your Sweet 16. Fast break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.